You're with SBS Radio.
Good morning.
Thank you, Carlo, for joining me in the program. Of course, we are also very good friends for many, many years, and we met in Germany as two guest workers in Hamburg in the 80s. And I would say the first question to ask you really is, what kind of war crimes did German soldiers perpetrate in Italy?
When the war began, fascist Italy was Nazi Germany's main ally. But in the 1942, the alliance was strained, and in the summer of 1943, Mussolini's regime was overthrown, and the Italians signed an armistice with the Allies. So German troops occupied Italy, most of Italian territories, and in the eyes of the Germans, this armistice was an act of treachery. And they reacted in a very aggressive way to the new situation, and started very soon responding in a very violent way to Italian attacks. And many civilians were killed. The numbers that we know now about are about 15,000. Many of them were women and children. And they were killed in many different ways. They were killed in mass executions following partisans' attacks. And in many occasions, they were killed in villages, which were suspected of harboring partisan anti-German activities. And when the German could not find the real partisans, then they would kill the population. And in many cases, especially SS units or very young Luftwaffe units like the Hermann Göring Division, which was very similar to SS units, killed, in most cases, women and children.
You know, one of the items that I'm sure, especially for Jewish people worldwide, is the idea that the Nazi regime in Germany was operating very much in different European countries, and in a way attacking non-Jewish civilians, local civilians, not only for helping Jews, but in principle in various incidents. Can you elaborate, for example, of one of the main or the most unforgotten massacre in Italy during the war, Santa Anna, that I understand that it's now tomorrow, the 12th of August, 1944. So you're talking here about 55 years since then. Can you elaborate on Santa Anna massacre that reminds me a little bit of the Oradour-sur-Glane in France against innocent French people?
Yes, of course. Tomorrow on the 12th of August, it will be 75 years from...
75, yes.
Oh, okay. 75 years from the massacre. Sant'Anna di Stazzema is one of the largest massacres that we had in Italy, the second largest, and of course one of the largest that we had in Europe. The first one was near Bologna, Marzabotto, in the mountains near Marzabotto, with 800 civilians killed. Then Oradour-sur-Glane, which you have mentioned in France, and then comes Sant'Anna di Stazzema with somewhere between 390 to 560 people killed. 394 are the exact number of persons which have been identified. Up to now, they are still identifying victims of the massacre, because when the massacre occurred, which was an act of retaliation after very near to the village, SS troops, partisans had a fight, and SS troops had a few casualties, wounded soldiers, not even one killed. They went into the village and started gathering all the people. And in the village,
so it was an act of revenge, an act of revenge,
yes,
similar, simple as that.
Yes. Like most of these events, and they went into the village and they started gathering all the people. And in that moment, in the village, there was not only the population of the village, which was very small, but also a lot of people coming from the cities, because the front was drawing nearer and they were afraid of getting involved in the fight. So they went up the mountains and they said, we'll hide in the village and we'll be safe.
Sure.
So no one really knows how many people were in the village at that time.
Right.
Routed them around, and sometimes they killed them in their houses. They just close them in a room and throw hand grenades and shot with machine guns on them, like they used to do in Russia in many ways.
Yes.
And the main killing was in front of the church. They gathered around 120, mostly women and children, and they shot them with two machine guns and then torched the village and took a few people alive as forced workers to be sent to Germany. And that was it, yes.
Carlo, last question that, will keep the listeners, I'm sure, interested is about the German massacres in Italy or France in some way. Are they connected with the Holocaust?
Well, of course not. We have to state first that although many Jews lost their lives in the massacres of civilians in Italy, these massacres were not a part of the Holocaust. These massacres were a part of a very hard anti-partisan warfare. There was no plan to exterminate Italians like the Germans had to exterminate the Jews, which they searched for many years all over Europe and to kill them. In Italy, if you were a friend of the Germans or a friend of the fascists, or if you didn't have to do anything with politics, then you had good chance to be left alone. But we have to say that there was a tendency on side of the Germans in quite a few units to exterminate resistance.
Right.
And this can be observed in the case of the units of the SS, of the Waffen-SS, its armed branches. The leaders were mostly young, convinced Nazis, and they joined the SS in the very early and mid-1930s, experienced intense conditioning during their service in the concentration camps. They were in Dachau, they were in other camps of the 1930s, and then they were sent to the Eastern Front. Just one example, the case of the SS officers and NCOs of the unit responsible for the atrocity in Sant'Anna di Satsima, which is a good example.
Yeah, so we'll have to shorten the interview because we can hear you a lot. I hope one day you will be over in Australia to elaborate more about your research. And I would like to say thank you to you, Carlo, for giving us the brief. And of course, we're looking forward to hearing you on much more occasions. And I would like to say thank you to Dr. Carlo Gentile from the University of Cologne, Germany, for your contribution to the program and the very clear answers. Thank you so much.
Toda, Eitan, thank you for having me in your radio show. Thank you
so much. SBS.com.au.